advertising stuff is fantastic as well. And one of the things you want to talk about, one of the four questions type of advertising is a big deal. Now, that's a survey when you're dealing with the customers out there, but it's a big deal. So what we're able to do is once we've got good information going in, we're going to be able to track the actual cost per sale and the cost per opportunity by advertiser. And it's so good once it's set up properly that it'll hold advertisers accountable for poor performance. And I want to give you kind of the way to present this to your people to make sure that they do a good job as well. So just hypothetically say that you spent $10,000 in the newspaper and $10,000 on television. And the newspaper brought in 200 customers, and the television program or commercial you did brought in 100 customers. So your cost per opportunity is $10,000 divided by 200. And your cost per sale, let's say out of that 200 you sold, let's just say 40, 20%. So you take that $10,000 and divide it by 40. So it gives you the tools to compare. You're going to be able to say, okay, my cost per opportunity on newspaper is, just pull a number out of the air, $25. But my cost per opportunity on television is $75. So newspapers clearly, in that example, three times better than, and what it does is it allows you to say, wait a second, I can get three times more bang for my buck if I just go over here. And this guy's going to say, well, wait a second, I'll put you in primetime TV, I'm going to cut your rate in half, and the make goods are fantastic if you've got quantifiable, true, accurate information that can easily be verified. And the guy's going to say, well, how do you know how many real customers you had? Well, here's their pictures. You know, so it's good stuff. So if you can sell your salespeople on getting it, you know, again, it goes back to that, what's in it for me? Well, as a salesperson, if I am actually able to get good information for corporate on that, who benefits? Well, everybody does. We're going to bring in more customers for less money. So everybody's going to make more money. So that's a good thing to focus on as well. Let me make one important point. You don't want to just be haphazard with this. I like to ask a specific question. I like to ask folks, do you mind telling me, we're doing a little survey on what type of advertising is really working for us or not. It's a great icebreaker too, because it'll slow people down. You're not getting into their head about anything. And if you start off with, people want to help you. And we spend a lot of money on different advertising campaigns. Do you mind telling us what specifically brought you in today? Because they've been driving by your location for 20 years. They've seen your stuff in the newspaper and on TV over the years forever. What specifically brought them in today? We want to know. Well, it was a circular that you did in the Gazette or whatever. You know, so very powerful, fun stuff. This is just your zip code analysis. It shows you how many opportunities is your top 20 zip codes for the whole company. But it shows you the number of opportunities that physically came in from that zip code. It shows you the closing ratio by zip code, which is really pretty amazing. It shows you the dollar volume, the average sale by, and you can rank it. And then again, your revenue per guest, which is, you go to the highest one, why is that? Well, you want to make sure you've got, you know, some real data here. I've only got three transactions. Let's go dive a little deeper. Advertising response. So this will bring in by store. Let's focus on Albany, since we can pull it all into one report. So I'm able to look at each type of advertising you've got. And again, this is another thing about the upboard is, if they know you're not looking at it, they're going to push the top button because it's easier and faster for them to get in and out of there. But if they know that this is going to make them money, they'll dig a little bit and they'll help you find out. So right now I'm suspect because you got out of $235,000 so far for the month at Albany, 162 of that's repeat customers. So we're just pushing the button, maybe. Might be true. So it shows you how many customers came in from newspaper. You spent $14,100 at that location. You had 17 opportunities, so your closing ratio for newspapers, huge, 70%. But you can see what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to give you your closing ratio by opportunity. Again, a good way to identify are the people that I bring in from newspaper. I would say the quality of the client might be better. It gives you some homework, though. By store, you can come in and really analyze this, and I think provide some good information. And one more I want to share with you on advertising is your cost per opportunity and cost per sale. Direct mail, I spent $8,000. I've had 2 opportunities, and I think that's might be we're just not asking. So it shows you kind of how this thing works. Let's look at newspaper. Newspaper, I had 17 opportunities. Now, this is just for April. So newspaper, I spent $2,500. I had 40 opportunities, so my cost per opportunity is $62. Overall, the real cost per opportunity is closer to $21 once you get everything all calculated and set up. And the cost per sale is about $80, $81. But it just kind of gives you a great feel for what's happening. And, you know, you've never really been able to track this before. Most of the time, the advertiser or the guy that's responsible for buying the advertising, their jaw hits the table hard because we're going to really make sure that they're doing the job that they tell us they're doing.